Alrighty, welcome back to the Boys and Girls Club field here. We're getting ready for the Pee Wee Finals.
Shout out to Matt Davis.
Yes, definitely. Matt Davis
absolutely
is like drenched in sweat over here.
I think
three different NASCAR teams have now reached out to him to try to be their pit leader because he just did that in about 10 minutes and got through three fiascos.
People realize how, unless you were here to see all the cords and stuff he had to undo and put back together, that was incredible. That was something to see.
Gotcha. So right now you're Darlington is sending their entire team out to be captains, and then the Dirty Birds have their teams. We're not going to be able to name every single player, so we'll leave that. Quick shout out about the two teams. Darlington went 8-0 in the regular season. They're averaging scoring 28 points per game. Averages allowing a paltry 0.7 points per game. Last week they beat Model Johnson 16-0 to reach the finals tonight. Rome City, the Dirty Birds, was 7-1 in the regular season. Only loss came to Darlington. That was the 34-0 loss back on October 17th. Dirty Birds had 6 shutouts this season, average scoring 23 points per game, averages allowing 5 points per game. Rome City, Dirty Birds, head coach Brantley Wilson, assistants Darius Montgomery, Josh Mostiller, Nick Ragland, Tyrone Dupree. Private school, the Darlington team, head coach Philip Pilgrim, assistants Patrick Cash, Robert Hortman, Scott Elam, and Daniel Dunnigan. We have the coin toss here.
It's like the Dirty Birds will receive.
The Dirty Birds, I believe, won the toss and chose to receive. So, Rome, the Dirty Birds will be moving left to right on your radio dial here. We've got about 42 seconds
Jim,
left.
Jim, I want to do something if I can before we get started.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout-out to Derek Williams. Is number 66, Xander Williams' dad, who is also known as Tank. You will see him all over the field tonight. His dad, Derek Williams, great dude. He's having some health issues right now, and I've known Derek for a long time. Xander plays on my baseball team. I know this is absolutely tearing Derek up that he can't be here. So I talked to Melissa today, Xander's mom, told Derek what we were doing for him to tune in. So, Derek, we're thinking about you, dude. We're pulling for you. Hope you get better, man.
Definitely so. Well wishes to him. And, of course, I would like to shout out another big shout out to WLAQ for allowing us to broadcast these games. We're having fun. We hope that you are having fun listening to us. Darlington about set to kick off here. Dirty Birds will be receiving. They have two receivers back, two men back, right around the 20-yard line. Waiting for the officials to whistle us in and get this game underway. This is the Pee Wee Finals, West Rome Boys and Girls Club fields. I am Jim Allred. This is Jeremiah Blanton as my color guy. We brought the Junior Pee Wee Finals just a minute ago, and the Pee Wee Finals are underway. Darlington kicks the ball off. It is a short kick. The Dirty Birds are going to fall on it at the 40-yard line, so they're going to have first and 10 from their own 40 to begin this game. Of course, we had a real good one just a few minutes ago, Purple Dragons Black beating Model Johnson. It was a very fun game to call, a lot of good football on both sides, and honestly, looking forward to the exact same thing here.
This one should be a good one too, Jim.
So
I think that was number 30, Wyatt Harris, on the recovery on the kickoff.
There, Dirty Birds' Wyatt Harris recovered that on the kickoff. Dirty Birds are in the huddle right now, looking to see who the quarterback is.
I believe
there.
It's going to be number 87, Cade Crawford.
Cade Crawford, 87, is going to be the quarterback. He was on the sidelines getting instructions. He is now out on the field with the whole offense. Looks like they're having to hold for a second. They needed someone else to help with the chains. That appears to be straightened out, and looks like we're ready for some football. Rome's off. Dirty Birds offense up on the line. Cade Crawford is your quarterback. He has kind of a wing T formation. Two running backs behind him. He takes the snap. He hands off to his deep back. That is Gabriel Thacker.
Good run by Gabriel.
Thacker is going to get out Looks like he's going to get about 7 yards. Give Thacker 7 yards on that run up to the 47-yard line. That's going to bring up 2nd and 3 for the Dirty Birds. You're going to have to forgive me if I say Wolves a couple of times since I see Rome City, and immediately I'm like, oh, I call Rome High every Friday night. It's the Dirty Birds, not the Wolves tonight.
That's right. A lot of these kids will be headed that way, though, Jim.
Definitely. Rome offense back over the ball. The officials.
Like 21, Hunter Holder on the tackle on the first play, Jim. Gotcha. You see these numbers a little bit better.
Yeah, a lot better than last time. Crawford under center again. We're waiting for the snap right now. Takes the snap, and he's just going to go up the middle. He slips the first tackle, hits another player, and he's dragging three players with him. He is still up, and he is going to advance this ball all the way down to the 37-yard line. Give him about 16 yards on the run right there. The quarterback calling his own number. First and 10 now from the 37. Rome moving left to right on your radio dial. 7:23 left to go here in the opening quarter. The scoreboard is zeros for both teams. The Dirty Birds took the opening kickoff and are now in business.
Cade is a really good athlete. He's a strong kid. Good baseball, basketball player, too.
Crawford back up under center. He has a couple of backs out to his left, two backs behind him. Waiting, takes the snap. He hands up off to his up back, who took a knee just about the minute he got the ball. So he is going to be down right at the line of scrimmage. That will be 2nd and 10 from the 37. No gain on that run. I think he kind of slipped.
Not really sure what happened there.
I think
weird.
He slipped and that left knee hit before he could get going. And, of course, once the knee hits, you are down. So 2nd and 10 from the 37, 6:40 on the clock here early in the first quarter of the Unified Football Pee Wee Championships here at the Boys and Girls Club in West Rome. Crawford back under center. Waiting for the snap right now. Does have a wide receiver out to his left. He's going to...
Sawyer
he
Dunnigan.
Took the snap and...
Big hit.
And Sawyer Dunnigan was... I mean, literally, I don't know if he timed that right or what happened.
He was all over it.
He dropped him for about a 3-yard loss. That's going to back them up to the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up 3rd and 13.
Sawyer's nice. One of those kids. He's not one bit afraid.
Yeah,
I
Dunnigan got in there, and he made a big play right there, just knifing right up the middle and making the tackle. So, Rome now facing 3rd and 13 from the 40-yard line. That is a long way to go.
Looks like Thacker may be in at quarterback now, Jim.
Yep, looks Thacker at quarterback. Takes the snap. He's going to run to the left.
Ooh.
And he's going to be met with a tackle, a nice tackle there. There was a defender literally just... Bear it down on him, waiting for that one. That's going to be around the 33-yard line. Give him 7 yards on the run, but
it's going
to be... I
believe that was Levin Evans on the hit.
But you're going to be about 4th and 6 for them right there, and that was Thacker took over at quarterback, took the direct snap, and ran with the ball. Rome appears to be going for it at the 33. They're going to need to get to the 28-yard line for a first down. 5:11 left to go here in the opening quarter. Cade Crawford back at quarterback. He is under center. Waiting for the snap. And Darlington, it looks like 2 to 3 Darlington players
call
jumped.
A false start on City.
But the call
close.
Actually is going to go against the Dirty Birds. And that might be, that's probably what caused Darlington to jump, was the movement from there. So backed him up 5 yards on the false start. That will take them roughly to about the 38-yard line. And that's going to be about a 4th and 11 now for them. That's a long ways to go. But looks like they're going to go for it here with 4:49 left to go in the opening quarter. Crawford.
I believe they're back in the gun again.
Yep,
with Thacker.
They are in the gun with Thacker. He kind of has, call it trips to the right. They're bunched in tightly.
Oh.
High snap. Thacker has to just fall on it. So he's going to fall on the ball at the 48-yard line. That
big
will be
play for Darlington there.
Turnover on downs, and Darlington's going to take over 1st and 10 from its own 48-yard line. 4:29 left to go in the opening quarter. The Tigers will be moving right to left on your radio dial. And of course, like I said last time, I say radio dial because I'm old. I know you could be listening to this on your phone or your computer. Just imagine a radio dial, and that's the directions we're going.
That's right.
Tigers.
Sawyer Dunnigan will be the quarterback, Jim.
Number 15, who had a nice tackle earlier. Dunnigan, under center for the Tigers, takes the snap, hands the ball off.
Ooh.
And the players wrapped up.
That was Cade Crawford at knife through, Jim.
Cade Crawford with a big tackle there. Darlington's going to end up losing about 3 yards. The Tigers are losing 3 yards right there. Nice defensive play. Second and 13.
I believe that was 25, Lyndon Evans on
the
carry.
Yeah, Lyndon Evans had the carry.
Twin brothers.
Oh, okay. Got twins out there. So Darlington coming back up. Dunnigan at quarterback. He's actually in the gun, has one man with him, trips to his right, takes a snap. He is running out wide to the right, and he's going to be met right at about the original line of scrimmage, so give him 5 yards on the carry.
About third and exactly right at 10, I think.
Yep, you're looking at about a third and 10 right now.
This is a big play for the Dirty Birds. They need to keep the Tigers off the scoreboard. I think the Tigers have got on them a little bit the first two times and got them frustrated a little bit. This is a big stop for the Dirty Birds. Watch 66, big tank right here.
Waiting for the snap. Here's the snap. Dunnigan takes a snap. He's dropping back. He's looking to pass. He has two defenders chasing him.
Uh-oh.
He's trying to roll to the left. He has space. And he is going to end up getting the first down, and he's going to get all the way down to about the 35-yard line. So that's going to be about a 17-yard run for Dunnigan. He looked like he was in a little bit of trouble, and then he just used those legs and wheels of his to get out of trouble and get the first down for Darlington. So Darlington
Sawyer's
first
that
and
kind
10.
Of athlete, too, Jim. The best play, like we talked about in the Junior Pee Wee game, the best play may be the busted play because he's a really good athlete.
Definitely so, and you see that athleticism in a play like that where literally, you know, you're thinking, oh, man, they're in a lot of trouble, and then you look up and all of a sudden kid's gone for, you know, 17, 16,
so
17
yards. We have the
wild
tiger here with Hunter Holder.
Hunter Holder comes in at quarterback. He takes a snap. It was a high snap. He's rolling to his right. He's going to get out, and he's going to get about 7 yards on the run.
I believe that was Cade Crawford on the hit again.
Cade Crawford delivering a big hit. Let's see how many yards he actually got. I'm waiting to see. It looks about more like about a 5 yard gain there. Bring up second and 5 right around the 30.
Big. I know it's early, Jim. This is really, really big for the Dirty Birds to keep them off the scoreboard.
Definitely so. We're here with 1:43 left to go in the opening quarter. Darlington moving right to left on your radio dial. Sawyer Dunnigan under center again. Takes a snap. He's going to hand off to Hunter Holden.
Nice
and
job.
And Holden is going to be tackled in the backfield by Tank Williams. And that's going to be about a 2 yard loss. It's going to bring up 3rd and 7, about the 33.
Big Xander is very shifty. You know, he's a big kid, but he is a very shifty kid. Even better kid than he is anything else.
Definitely. So now 3rd and 7 from the 33. 1:02 left to go in the opening quarter. Darlington's score is tied at 0s. Dunnigan now is going to be out of the gun. He has one man in the backfield with him. That's Thacker. He has two receivers split to his right. The snap goes over Dunnigan's head. He recovers it at the 50, and he's going to get tackled for a huge loss. He's actually going to get tackled back at the 47. That is going to be a very big loss.
I believe that's number 10, Noah Wilson.
Noah Wilson there on the tackle. There were several defenders chasing him. A huge loss right there. And that's going to bring 4th down in a country mile, roughly.
And they'll actually punt it in this, Jim.
Yep.
But it'll be a dead ball punt. So wherever he fields it at is where they will take over.
Good job right there. So
good punt.
Good punt, and it's going to be fielded right around the 13-yard line. So a very good punt from Darlington. Did you see the name on the punter?
That was number 2, Ben Sanker.
Ben Sanker.
Good punt.
Great punt from Ben Sanker there, and that's going to pin the Dirty Birds deep in their own territory. So good stop there. you're saying to me. I don't know what you're saying. Okay. Alrighty. Back here, the Dirty Birds are going to have the ball.
I believe that'll be the end of the first quarter, Jim.
Is that going to wrap it up?
I believe that'll be the end of the
first quarter. Get ready, Buster!
There you go. Okay. That will be the end of the first quarter. Zeros at the end of the first quarter. The Dirty Birds will have the ball first and 10 at its own 13 to start the second quarter here in just a moment. We're not going to bother with the radio timeout. We're going to stay right here. Both teams showing some pretty good defense early on, JB.
Feeling each other out a little bit. Again, you know, the busted play, I say, you know, with Sawyer, you know, improvised and made a really good play. But it looks to me like the Dirty Birds have showed up.
Yeah,
showed up to play. Kate Crawford made some really good plays in that first quarter. 25, Gabriel Thacker.
Yeah, Thacker
some good
had a plays.
Plays
too.
But you know, I think the pace will pick up now. You know, both teams, these kids are a little older, so they do get a little nervous.
Certainly.
You know, as we talked in the junior Pee Wee game, they don't really know to get nervous.
Yeah.
These kids are a little older. I'm sure they've had butterflies, you know, couldn't sit still at school. So, you know, maybe they'll get that out of them.
So, Dirty Birds will take over first and 10 from their own 13-yard line. 8 minutes here, just the start of the second quarter right now. Score is 0-0. They're moving left to right on your radio dial. Crawford, I believe, is out at quarterback. Hand off now, and he is going to be buried very quickly. Looks like the running back is going to
get Hayden Reese maybe on the tackle.
Yeah, Hayden Reese on the tackle. Probably going to get about 2 yards on the run.
I'm sorry, Jim, that was Jack Elam.
Gotcha, Jack Elam on the tackle. 2 yards on the run. I didn't see who actually ran the ball.
I believe it was Thacker, but I couldn't tell.
So they had quick handoff, and of course they're on the, you know, on that far side of the field. We're having to kind of crane our necks around the window here to actually be able to see it. Of course, we, you know, thank the Boys and Girls Club profusely for allowing us to broadcast these games.
Been a lot of fun.
It definitely has. Hopefully y'all are enjoying listening to this as well.
Get ready, Buster!
So it looks like Crawford at quarterback under center. He takes the snap, knocks his own player out of the way, goes over one defender, goes past another, and he is going to be out of bounds right around the 21-yard line. So about 7 yards on the carry.
Pretty good job by Darlington that time. I think it was 17. West Hortman staying at home and keeping him inside, turning him back inside.
Without a doubt. He was actually out there, and they did not allow him to get loose in the open field, which would have been extremely dangerous. Much like the last game we just called, once you get out in that open field, and some of these athletes get out there, they're very difficult to tackle, and then that's when the big plays tend to happen. Right now, actually, is a big play.
Absolutely.
6:21 left to go before halftime. Dirty Birds facing a third and either a long one or a short two.
Look for them to try to get behind 66.
Waiting for the snap here. Crawford under center. Takes the snap. Has the handoff. He's going to get tackled in the backfield.
That was
Gabriel Thacker. Got tackled before he could get going.
43, Will Elam.
Will Elam.
Knifing through there. Good play.
Actually drops him for a loss, and that's going to bring up a fourth and two for the Dirty Birds.
I don't know what they're going to do here, Jim.
And it
looks like they're going to go for
it. They're going to go for
it. No, they're not. I believe they're going to punt.
Never mind. We were wrong. Kate Crawford.
I was going to say, you don't get it here. You're basically
giving
them 6 points.
You're probably giving points away if you don't get it here. Cade Crawford is back to punt for the Dirty Birds.
Oof. Off the side of his foot a little bit.
Yep, just off the side of his foot. The punt is going to roll dead right around the 37-yard line. And that's going to be wrong. The Dirty Birds 37-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 from the 37. Darlington in the Tigers in very good field position here with 5:17 left to go before halftime.
This will be really big right here, Jim. This drive right here, to me, I think will tell the tale the rest of the game. the Dirty Birds stand up and stop them right here, then I think it's game on.
Darlington in the huddle. Breaks from the huddle. Center go up there. McCoy Pilgrim is going to be that center. Looks like Dunnigan is going to be in the gun. Got one man in the backfield with him.
Ooh, bad snap.
Snap is going to be over Dunnigan's head. He just falls on it, and that's going to be back all the way at the 48-yard line. So basically that's going to be about a 15-yard loss right there on that all the way
really
back
smart
to 48.
Out of Sawyer just to fall on it. You know, you try to pick it up there and miss it. You know, the Dirty Birds can knife in and jump on it. But he did a good job just getting on the ball.
Without a doubt. I mean, if he had tried to pick it up and had not been able to pick it up, good chance the Dirty Birds come away with it. So a heads-up play for Dunnigan. It stinks that they lose all the yardage, but the Tigers hang on to the football, although they are facing a second and roughly 25 right now.
Live to play another down.
4:17 left here in the second quarter. Dunnigan again back in the gun. And one man to his right, takes the snap, and he's going to run out to his right as a blocker in front. He's going to get down. He's going to shake one tackle before he is dropped right around the 44-yard line.
Gain of about 8, maybe, Jim.
Looks like
seven
about
or eight.
A nice 8-yard gain there, but it's still going to leave them with a very long 3rd and 17, roughly. Now, 3:47.
May see him throw it right here, Jim.
Yeah, I think you probably... not surprise me at all if they don't try to throw it. Of course, then again, they could just try to get 7 or 8 yards here and then another 7 or 8 yards.
That's right. I believe no matter what, I believe they go for it. I believe it's
be
four downs
if
here.
They did not go for it here. So, Darlington breaks the huddle. They're up over the ball now. Dunnigan remains in the gun. He has one man in the backfield with him. He has two receivers split out to his left. Snap again is off to the right. Dunnigan running for his life, and he is going to get bottled up and tackled.
Great job by the Dirty Birds.
Way back at about the 43-yard line, so that will probably squelch any possibilities of them going for it, attempting to go for it here on fourth down. Is that it's going to be fourth and the very scientific forever.
Forever.
So,
good job by 66.
Tigers
Xander
set
Williams
up
on
to
that
punt
play.
With 2:48 left to play before halftime. That's going to be Ben Sanker with another very good punt. The Dirty Birds get it at the 20-yard line. That's going to be, who is that, Gabriel Thacker with the catch there. So they will be set up 1st and 10 at the 20-yard line. 2:39 left to go before halftime. Dirty Birds will be moving left to right on your radio dial. Lots of defense early on. Of course, in some snap,
so far.
Some snap issues.
Yeah,
there for
snap issues. And, again, you know, like we talked about, these kids are a little older. They understand a little bit, you know, this the magnitude, I guess, of this game. And, you know, once they settle down, I think both teams will be a little better.
Yeah, I think you're right. And a lot of early nerves, without a doubt. So 2:27 left to go before halftime. If I remember correctly, Darlington, the Tigers will get the ball to start the second
correct.
Half.
Yes.
Dirty Birds got to start the first half. So Dirty Birds offense out there. Cade Crawford, quarterback, under center. Kind of a wing T formation there. There is one man in the backfield behind him. He has others split out to the left and the right. And we have,
I believe we have a false start, Jim.
Penalty against the Dirty Birds. Going to be a false start, as JB so wisely says. So that's going to back them up 5 yards, bring up 1st and 15 from the 15. And I will say, I do love the Boys and Girls Club, but this press box is a little bit shaky. It's funny, Barron Stadium doesn't shake like this when I'm calling there. So, anyway, Dirty Birds now facing 1st and 15. Here's the snap, the handoff. Number 25, Thacker.
Got the corner.
He got around the corner. Oh. He's at the 40. He's going to get up to the 50. He's down the sidelines to the 30.
Come
to the
back,
20,
Jim.
The 10. That is a touchdown on the field. They call it a touchdown. However, there is a yellow penalty marker down in the backfield at the line of scrimmage. And it is going to come back.
Wow.
So, White. 6 points off of the board, and right now, Gabriel. Kudos to Gabriel Thacker.
Great run,
that was
man.
A great run. All
great
for
run.
Not in this possession, but it looks like it's going to be a holding penalty, and it's going to move the Dirty Birds back a few yards.
I believe he pretty much reached out and just grabbed him from behind,
yeah.
Jim.
I did not get to see it. Obviously, the officials have a great view. It looks like it's now they're going to move them back to about the 7-yard line. So it's going to be first and, again, the very unofficial forever, about first and 23 for the Dirty Birds. And right now they got to be very careful that they don't turn the ball
Absolutely.
Over and get a safety possibly.
Yeah. Dirty Birds, I wouldn't doubt they just try to keep it on the ground and grind it out. Maybe, well, who knows, maybe he'll bust another one.
Gotcha. 1:36 left to go. Dirty Birds moving left to right on your radio dial. It looks like they have Thacker went back in the gun to get the ball, and he ran to his left. He's going to bust it out past the 10.
He runs really hard.
About the 12 or the 13. He does. Gabriel Thacker getting some very tough yards there for the Dirty Birds. He's going to move the ball up to, let's see here. Say about the 13, possibly the 14. Give him 7 yards on the play. Still going to have second and a long way to go for the Dirty Birds with 1:06 remaining before halftime. And again, a lot of defense in this game. Of course, really, the two biggest things right now. Darlington's had a couple of bad snaps, and the Dirty Birds had the holding penalties.
Yeah.
You know, that's those right now are the stories of the game.
That's
Dirty
right.
Birds, again, 46 seconds left to go. Have Crawford is under center, waiting for the snap as two backs behind him in the I formation. Takes the snap, does the handoff. It's going to go up the middle. You're going to get about, not sure he's going to get much of it. Get about 2 yards on the carry. Going to bring up third and let's say 14.
Is that number 10? Noah Wilson maybe on the carry?
I think it was Noah Wilson. He's usually been their up back for the Dirty Birds, so that would make sense.
Looks like the Dirty Birds may be content with just letting it run out, Jim.
10 seconds left to go before halftime. The Dirty Birds are in no hurry to get up to the line of scrimmage. They don't believe they were going to run another play. So we're going to be running into halftime right now. We have all zeros on the scoreboard here in the Pee Wee Finals. It's Dirty Birds 0, the Tigers 0. We're going to go for a 2-minute commercial break right now. You're listening to Unified Football on WLAQ.
For 80 years, Atrium Health Floyd has offered care at every stage of life. As Darlington's official healthcare partner, that history of healing reaches students from the time they step on campus until the stadium lights go dark. Our pediatricians, school nurses, athletic trainers, and first responders are here every day, making sure students are healthy and safe. A commitment that fulfills our mission to improve health, elevate hope, and advance healing for all. Atrium Health Floyd, your first and best choice for care.
Find a career path where you are essential. Georgia Northwestern Technical College offers over 200 programs of study in aviation, business, health, industrial, and public service at 6 convenient campus locations. Take day, evening, or online classes to get your degree, diploma, or certificate. Apply now. Visit us on the web at gntc.edu. Georgia Northwestern Technical College. Be essential.
Are you suddenly sickly? Did that bug you caught catch on quickly? Did you slip, stumble, slide, or swoon? Never fear. You can walk in, log in, or call in to Harbin Clinic Immediate Care Rome. We're open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 1825 Martha Berry Boulevard. Open when you need us most. We care completely and immediately for you. To learn more, visit harbinclinic.com/immediatecare.
A wise person once said, it's not the years in your life that count, but the life in your years. Another wise person said, every day may not be good, but there's something good in every day. And our personal favorite, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy cake, and that's kind of the same thing. At Honeymoon Bakery, we help our customers turn every day into a special day, one sweet bite at a time. So here's to happy moments, happy memories, and a life filled with reasons to celebrate.
Honeymoon Bakery, downtown Rome. Find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Football Finals, Pee Wee Finals. We have the Dirty Bird cheerleaders currently on the field doing their halftime routine.
Oh, ice, ice, baby.
have a whole combination of songs going on, and it's always fun to watch them do their routines. Faith Mount mentioned a couple minutes ago that Darlington head coach Tommy Atha and several members of the region champion Darlington Tigers football team over there on the right on the sidelines off to our right. I see our buddy Steven Eckhoff from Rome News Tribune down there taking photos for us. But yeah, Atha and his Darlington Tigers are going to be playing in the second round of the state football playoffs this Friday. And you can hear my good buddy Matt Davis on play-by-play calling them. Of course, obviously, you want to hear Rome High, you can listen to me. Rome High will be taking on Alpharetta at Historic Barron Stadium on Friday night as well. So, back to the games we're watching. Of course, zeros on the scoreboard, JB. What's your takeaway so far from the first half?
Like you said a minute ago, Jim, a couple of bad snaps on Darlington's part. But to me, I think the Dirty Birds have done a really good job of containing some of the Tiger, you know, with Sawyer. You know, it doesn't take but a crease for Sawyer to bust one. I think if the Dirty Birds can keep him contained, then, you know, this game may go down to the wire like this. Because I think the other two times that they've played, the Tigers have pretty much owned them both times. So, whatever the coaching staff, you know, has done for the Dirty Birds, it seems to be working.
Definitely so, and it's funny too, and not so much funny, but honestly, when we were talking about it, really, to me, the story from both sides of this one has been just a couple of mistakes here and there. Yeah. Darlington having a couple of snaps, and that kind of buried them. You know, when you're losing 10 to 15 yards. Right. It's very difficult to overcome that, especially at this level where you don't see as much throwing.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, Rome, they get the big run. Now, granted, there was a holding call there, but, you know, maybe they would have scored without the holding call. I'm not so sure. You probably had a better angle on that one than I did. I was too busy watching the ball.
I caught it out of the corner of my eye, and it looked like a pull.
Yeah.
But, again, you know, what the hard thing, especially, and this is even in the NFL, but especially in the peewees and the junior peewee division, I know people tend to get upset, but there could be a flag called on every single play that goes on.
Certainly
so. So that's kudos to the officials.
Yeah.
Because they have to make a split second decision of, you know, did that alter the play or do I let that go? So they're in a tough spot. They're in a tough spot.
Definitely so, and I will give a shout-out to the officials. I thought they did a great job
Absolutely.
In the previous game. I think they're doing a great job in this game, too, because, you know, the whole point of the matter is if that hold made a difference in that play, it's not fair to let it go.
Right.
You've got
right.
to throw that flag. You've got right. to do that, and kudos to them for doing that. And, of course, you have two very good football teams out
here.
You know, Darlington ran the table this season. They were 8-0 in the regular season.
Correct.
And, of course, the Dirty Birds were 7-1 in the regular season. Their lone loss came to this Tigers team.
Yep.
So, really, quick question for you, just because I know you know the Pee Wee rules a little bit better than I do, and by a little bit, I mean a heck of a lot. Mm-hmm. What were to happen if these two teams ended tied 0-0 or tied at the end of regulation?
We do it a lot like the college rules, Jim.
Okay.
Both teams will get it on the 20, and if the team scores, then the next team gets a chance to score. If they don't score or turnover or whatever, then it's over.
Gotcha.
Both teams are successful, we'll flip it and do it again.
And granted, we are a long way away from that possibly happening, but because quite honestly, you know, I know at different levels there are different rules across the way, and I mean even different states have different tiebreakers as far as overtime and regulations go. So that being said, we got about 3:37 left to go. Before we start the second half,
I think the offenses will ramp up a little bit more. And two, you got to think, this is the first time that these kids have played when it's cold.
That's a good point. We were mentioning that earlier because we're kind of chilly.
Yeah.
Of course, we're not out
upstairs.
In the elements.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, but that being said, you're right. It has been a very unseasonably warm fall, and I'm not
Absolutely.
Complaining by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
Trust me, I was calling the game at Etowah back a couple weeks ago, and I had to be outside the press box, and I was, like, literally moving people out of my way so I could see the field, but I was glad at least it was warm that
yes.
night.
Yes,
you know?
It definitely, to me, I mean, you see the kids, I mean, you know, I know this sounds petty, but a lot of them have sleeves or gloves or or something extra on because it is cold.
Definitely.
But, you know, they're used to playing in warmer weather, and, you know, quite frankly, when you're out here in the cold, it hurts. It hurts a little more.
Well, it's probably a good thing that Jimbo Fisher isn't coaching either of these teams, considering apparently he benched some kid for wearing sleeves, this past weekend. So,
yeah. So
anyway, that being said, I did have a fun time watching my Auburn Tigers beat Texas A&M. Of course, my beloved Auburn Tigers are not having a particularly strong season this year. Your Georgia Bulldogs doing quite better.
Yeah, they're doing a little. They're doing okay. But you know, me and you talked today at work. It seems like with Cadillac that they are having fun.
Yes.
Seems like it's, you know, the fire, the passion is back Auburn a little
bit.
It
was fun to watch Cadillac.
Yeah.
Carnell Williams, who was a very good running back at Auburn,
absolutely.
Is now taking over as the interim head coach. And I will say I was at the game, and Tiger Walk there. I mean, you're talking about 2-1-5 SEC teams.
Sold out.
Tiger Walk was jacked.
Yep.
Far more so than it was at the Missouri game or the San Jose State game.
And you've been around college football enough. You know that's what it's all about. It's about the passion and the fans and stuff like that. I mean, you know.
Without a doubt.
So, in Cadillac, he was that kind of player.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know,
the emotion you're seeing
absolutely.
Off the sideline is great. Of course, that's another thing about Kirby Smart. We're talking about him, too. He does a lot of that at UGA.
Yep.
You will not see a Nick Saban kind of doing that. And
that's
not a Nick Saban.
Right.
I've interviewed Nick Saban a few times.
But we talked today. Kids today, it's so different than it used to be. Kids today, they need you to tell them they did good.
Yes.
You know,
without a doubt.
I don't know. I don't know why. It's just the way the world goes now compared to, you know, back more when we came through. It was, you might get a slap on the head.
Yeah.
Good job, but it was more what you did wrong.
Yeah, you learned what you did wrong a little bit more than what you did right. And we turned out okay.
Yeah.
So, that being said, we have 39 seconds roughly before the start of the second half. The Tigers will get the ball to start the second half. Anything you're expecting to see out of them real early?
I believe they'll leave the ball in Sawyer's hands.
Yeah.
And let Sawyer Dunnigan, let him try to get to the edge. Also, I look for him to try to get Lyndon Evans involved a little more. 25, he's a big running back for the Tigers. But I do maybe, you know, use some misdirection, some play action type stuff, and let Sawyer try to run. That's where they've been successful all year. And if you're the Dirty Birds, I'm gonna leave it in Cade's hands and turn it hand to Thacker, and see what happens.
And really, the way this game is going, it very easily could come down to one big run, one big play, and it could even be defense as well.
That's right.
You know, we've
one
seen
big
some snaps,
play, Jim.
We've seen some big tackles, and now we're going to get a chance to see the Tigers' offense come out on the field. They will be receiving the kickoff. Darlington, the Tigers will be moving left to right on your radio dial here to start the third quarter.
This watch out right here, Jim. If they kick it deep to Sawyer or Hunter Holder, both of them can bust it. So they may take it back on a special team play. That may be the only touchdown we have. I don't know.
And both Holder and Dunnigan are back deep. Of course, I apologize. I had mistyped Hunter Holder's last name as Holden on this thing. It's actually Holder. That was my bad. I definitely make mistakes and made one right there. But it's Hunter Holder and Sawyer Dunnigan back deep for the Tigers. They are right around the 18-yard line. Dirty Birds set to kick the ball away here to start the second half. We are still knotted at zero. In the Unified Pee Wee Football Championship game, a very deep kick. It's going to go out of the hands of Holder into the end zone and will be a touchback. So a very good kick for the Dirty Birds. Kept the Tigers from being able to return the football. The Tigers will get the football first and 10 at their own 20-yard line here. Again, moving left to right on your radio dial. I didn't mention the uniform colors earlier today. Darlington in the white pants, purple jerseys, white helmets with the tiger paw on it. The Dirty Birds, what is that, black pants, white jerseys,
red numbers, and a white helmet.
Thank you. I'm a little red-green colorblind, so sometimes those things go south on me. That's why I can never be the color guy, because I'm colorblind. So, anyway, the Tigers ready to get this thing started. The officials are waiting for a second, talking
Not real sure what's going on, Jim.
Not sure either.
It's like the chain crew has...
I think the chain crew might have run away.
Vanished, so, here it comes.
I believe that the chain crew is...
probably up there getting them a cup of hot chocolate.
Probably so. It is definitely chilly tonight. We are glad to be out of the elements.
Absolutely.
Here it's possibly going to rain tomorrow. I'm so glad the rain held off and did not rain tonight. So, Tigers over the ball. Done again at quarterback. He's under center. Takes the snap. Hands off, and the running back is going to get about a yard. I believe that was Lyndon Evans with the ball. He's going to get about 1 yard on the run. He's going to bring up second and 9 from the 21-yard line.
I believe that was Mac Raglin on the tackle.
Mac Raglin for the Dirty Birds on the tackle. 7:29 left to go in the third quarter. Tigers in the huddle. Break the huddle right now. Well, never mind. The center came out. Now the rest of the team comes out. Dunnigan is going to go back to the gun. He's going to have a man to his right as his tailback. He has two receivers out to the right. Dunnigan takes a snap, and he's running right. Defenders are all over him, and
nice
he is going to get tackled very deep. He's going to be back behind the right around the 10-yard line, so that's going to be an 11-yard loss right there.
Crawford again, and number 10, Noah Wilson.
So both of them, I mean, sniff that play out. There. I don't think there was any doubt. They kind of knew what was coming, and they were in the backfield quickly. So the Tigers facing a 3rd and 20 right now with 6:40 remaining in the third quarter. They are back deep. They are at the 10-yard line.
Could be dangerous right here, Jim. They're in the gun right at the goal line.
Tigers in the gun. Dunnigan takes a snap. A good snap this time. He's heading to the left.
Nice job.
And he's going to be bottled up after he gets about 2 yards. So he does get positive yardage on this run, but not enough to do much. Bring up a 4th and 18 from the 12-yard line.
Noah Wilson.
Noah Wilson again for the Dirty Birds in there on the tackle. And the Tigers will be punting it. Looks like Ben Sanker is going to be back there to punt it. Looks like Gabriel Thacker will be back for the Dirty Birds to receive. He is right around the Darlington 45. And he is going to catch the ball right around the Darlington 40. So the Dirty Birds have extremely good field position here to start their first drive of the second half with 5:54 remaining in the third quarter. The score is 0-0. The Dirty Birds will be moving right to left on your radio dial this half.
If you're the Dirty Birds, this is your chance. This is your chance to try to take control of the game.
Dirty Birds with great field position. They break the huddle. They go up over the football, waiting for a second. The officials are now backing away and letting them get up to the huddle. To the ball, Crawford at quarterback. He has two men behind him in the I formation, a couple of receivers out wide, more as blockers than as receivers. He takes the snap. He fakes the handoff, and he's just going to get wrapped up in the backfield. However, he is going to manage to get about 2 yards. He kind of fell forward and managed to gain 2 yards to up to about the 39-yard line. Bring up 2nd and 8 from the 39.
Like Sawyer, 15, Sawyer Dunnigan crashed in from that left side and bottled him up before he could get started.
Yeah, I think he blew up the play. I'm pretty sure they were going to try to hand the ball off to Gabriel Thacker, and Crawford realized if he tried to do that, Dunnigan might rip the ball away.
Rip the ball out.
Dirty Birds now 2nd and 8 from the 39-yard line.
Wouldn't surprise me if they wind up throwing it sometime soon, Jim.
Thacker is in the gun. He has 3 guys to his right. He takes the direct snap. He gets out. He's to the 30, and he's going to get down to about the 23-yard line. So Thacker with a very nice run right there. Picks up the first down. Getting closer and closer to the red zone right here.
Thacker's a player.
Nice run right there. They just put Thacker back in the gun. Hiked him the ball, and he just followed the blockers. He had everybody out to his right for all practical purposes, and they were blocking. And
get behind, you know, Big Tank, number 66, plowing away.
It was a good play, and that brings up 1st and 10 from about the, might be more like the 24-yard line to the 23. Dirty Birds up over the ball now. Nope, never mind. Now they're kind of not. Yep, there we go. Dirty Birds over the ball, 4:25 left to play. Crawford under center, has one man in the backfield with him, one receiver out wide to the left, takes a snap. He's going to hand off to Noah Wilson to the right. Wilson's going to shake the first tackler. He's going to get about 3 yards, possibly four, on the carry.
Good job by McCoy Pilgrim on that play too, Jim.
That is going to be about 3 yards, getting right down to around the 20. McCoy Pilgrim from the Tigers making the tackle right there. And had he not made the tackle, might have got
some grass
four or 5 yards, if not more, right there. So second and 7 from roughly about the 21-yard line, 3:41 left to go in the third quarter. So the score is still 0-0. Dirty Birds moving right to left on your radio dial. Cade Crawford's going to go under center. He does have a receiver out wide to his left. One man in the backfield behind him. Make two men behind him. I believe there's going to be some movement.
Illegal shift or a false start
against the Dirty Birds. That will back them up 5 yards on the penalty. And that will take him back to second and 12 now from about the 26.
We talked about it at the half. It seems like every time both teams get something going, they just shoot themselves in the foot.
There's a holding penalty. There's a penalty. There's a missed snap. There's something along those lines. And, of course, mistakes are going to happen. But, you know, it may just take one play, as we've said. Crawford back under center, has one man behind him, running back behind him, one receiver out wide to his left, takes the snap. He runs up the middle. Swarm of Darlington players around him, but he's dragging them with
him
down into about the 19-yard line. It's going to be about a third and 4.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I would either just run the sneak with Cade or put Thacker in the gun and just keep banging it behind 66, Big Xander Williams.
Quite honestly, I think that would be the best course of action for them. Of course, you know, with them this deep in Darlington territory, even if they don't get it on this third and 4, there's a good chance they'll probably just go for it on fourth down.
Absolutely, I think
so.
Looks
like Ben Thacker is going to be out there in the shotgun. He has a whole slew of blockers to his left, which means he'll probably go left. Never mind, he's going to go right. He's going to make the first guy miss.
And I believe he got the first down, Jim.
Very close to the first down. He had the Darlington defender looked to have the beat on him, but was unable to make the tackle. That's going to be a 4-yard gain and a first down. Give it first and 10 now. It's right around the 15-yard line with 1:56 remaining here in the third quarter. The Dirty Birds got
Darlington,
some stuff going. And I believe Darlington is going to take a timeout and talk to the kids defensively, try to get them all back on the same page. But the Dirty Birds took advantage of a short field, have had a couple of good plays, had a mistake, but they overcame that. And really, you've got a double dose of Crawford when he's a quarterback. He's almost always under center.
Yep.
When Thacker comes in to
go to the guns,
he goes to the gun. And yep. It's funny because on the last play from Thacker, they had all the blockers set up to go to the left, to the far side of the field. Thacker made a move and cuts to the inside where he did not have as much help, made the first defender miss. And if not for a great tackle from the Darlington player, he might have gotten in the end zone.
I think it's a good timeout by Philip Pilgrim, the head coach for Darlington. I think he realizes and he understands that this drive here could be the game.
Yeah, you're right. It's like we have a 0-0 game, 1:52 remaining in the third quarter. Dirty Birds back out there. You're going to have Crawford under center. Thacker will be the back behind him in the I formation. He has one receiver split out wide to the left, waiting on the snap here. First and 10 from the 15. One man in motion to the right.
Good play.
Takes the snap. He's going to get tackled.
25, Lyndon Evans. Good play.
Lyndon Evans made a good play there to wrap up Crawford. Crawford is going to end up gaining about 2 yards on the carry right there, bringing up second and 8 from the 13. Of course, clock moving now, 1:28 remaining here in the third quarter, and there's a good chance the Dirty Birds could end up running this on into the fourth quarter the way things are going.
So, the Dirty Birds have done a good job on this drive of keeping the ball.
Yeah, it's a ball possession clock. There is no hurry up here. That's fine. Crawford.
Crowd back into it, Jim.
Crawford's got the I formation behind him. He's going under center. Waiting for the snap. Here's the snap. He drops it. He's going to the right. He shakes a tackle in the backfield, gets past one, and is going to be very close to the first down. A guy had his leg in the backfield. He shook him off.
There's that play again, Jim.
And yeah, pretty much. And it looks like he's going to get down. He's going to be about 2 or 3 yards shy. So give him about 5 yards on the carry. That's going to bring up 3rd and 3 from the 8-yard line.
I wouldn't be shocked if they go to the gun here with Thacker.
Yeah. 3rd and 2 from the 7. 51 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Crawford's
back under center. Thacker is the deep back in the I formation behind him. Also has Noah Wilson as the up back there, waiting for the snap. Here's the snap. Crawford just takes it and goes right.
Oh, I think
up.
He fumbled the ball, Jim.
Waiting to see.
I thought the ball came out.
Appear to be a fumble. They still have, Dirty Birds still have the ball and a first down as well. So the Dirty Birds now first down, 1st and goal from the 5. 35 seconds and counting remaining here in the third quarter. The score is 0-0, but the Dirty Birds are on the doorstep threatening to put some points on the scoreboard for the first time this evening.
It ain't broke, don't fix it.
And here comes Thacker. He's going to be the quarterback in the shotgun. All the blockers are to the right. The snap goes over Thacker's head, and he's going to fall on it back at the 20-yard line. So JB and I have been talking about it. It has been self-inflicted almost the whole time. So it will be 2nd and goal from the 20-yard line. When we start the fourth quarter here in just a minute, we're going to stay here. But, you know, yeah, JB, mistakes have been the biggest thing in this ballgame.
I really don't know, you know, with all the success that they've had with Cade Crawford under center, just, you know, banging for 4 or 5. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, the flashy play, I think, looks a little better, but, like I said right before he snapped it over his head, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Definitely. But the other thing, too, is if he catches that and goes in for a touchdown.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great play.
Hey, they're the coaches. We're just the guys commentating on it.
It's a great play.
That being said, you know, big moment there. Darlington, you know, forces that, you know, bad snap, has to fall on it and takes a big loss. So 2nd and goal now from the 20.
That play right there may wind up being huge for Darlington right there.
Without a doubt.
Huge
so
for Darlington.
Tigers defense on the field. The Dirty Birds come back out on the field to start the fourth quarter. It's 0-0 here in the Unified Pee Wee Finals. And they're going to run the same play. Thacker in the gun. He has all of his blockers, basically the majority of his blockers to his right. He takes a snap, starts heading to the right. Darlington sniffs
Landon
that
Evans
one out.
Again.
Landon Evans in the backfield, and I believe he's going to end up, I think we'll say it's a no-gainer on that one, bringing up 3rd and goal from the 20-yard line. Don't think he, did not get any yardage on that play. So
where were they at? Were they on about the 4, Jim?
They got down to, I had them, switch my, they got, yeah,
they, were
they got
inside
down
the
to
five.
The 5. They got down inside the 5. So, Dirty Birds now take a timeout with 7:28 remaining in the contest. Score is 0-0. Of course, the Dirty Birds are facing 3rd and goal from the 20. Can they kick it in the, do either of these kids
they have the
have
option.
A kicker
yeah, but
they can actually make it?
Well, the extra points, absolutely. Both of them do. I think especially, again, tonight we talk about it being cold. I don't look for it tonight. I doubt it. But I don't know. They may do it.
Yeah, definitely so.
It wouldn't surprise me here to see some kind of trick play, I guess, if they're going to pull it out now, to me, the time. you know, again, like you said a minute ago, this is definitely, they're definitely going to go two more downs to try to score. So they may not.
So, situation, 7:28 left to go in the contest. It is 0-0. The Dirty Birds have third and goal from the 20-yard line. Kate Crawford comes out. He's actually in the gun this time around. He has one man behind him, one man to his right, two receivers to his left. Waiting for the snap. Here's the snap.
Uh-oh.
He was going to hand off. There was some miscommunication right there. Sawyer Dunnigan jumped into the backfield and took Crawford down. Crawford looked to do a handoff to his left, but there was nobody there to hand the ball off to. And he ended up getting dropped for about a 5-yard loss right there to bring up fourth and goal now from the 25-yard line. So Dirty Birds going backwards.
Such
Seven minutes left to go, and you're right.
What a change of momentum.
Again, it's like they were at the 5-yard line. You had the bad snap. You had the
another timeout.
Just the confusion right there as to who should be getting the ball. And, you know, it's the mistakes that are tough. And it's magnified in a game that's 0-0 as the time is running down on top
right.
of that.
So, I would say, I mean, now, Jim, with it being fourth and looks to be what? It's fourth and goal from about the 25.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's many plays in the playbook. Maybe if you do throw it, you try to throw it now or throw it up and see if you can get a pass interference see if you can get, you know, a new set of downs.
You know, I half wonder. I don't know if Thacker has an arm on him.
Right.
Put him in the gun with all those blockers to one side.
Yeah.
Roll him to that side and just throw it deep and see what happens.
Maybe split 87 Kate Crawford out. He's a big kid, and let him go try to get one.
Yeah, so, you know, of course, and just so you know, no one's asking our advice on which play to run.
Absolutely not.
As we're watching the game, we're trying to come up with what would we run in a situation where you're faced with fourth and goal and have to get 25 yards to get into the end zone.
And there's just not many in the playbook, I don't think, Jim.
Thacker is going to be in the gun. He's going to have basically three receivers, most of his blockers out to the right. Waiting for the snap. He's going to take the snap. It's over his head again. He falls on the he doesn't. Dunnigan actually falls on the ball at the 39-yard line. So Sawyer Dunnigan recovers the bad snap. He recovers a fumble for the Tigers. They are going to take over now first and 10 from their own 37-yard line with 6:49 remaining in the contest. Darlington, again, moving left to right on your radio dial. And we've talked about it. I feel like I'm hitting a broken record here. Mistakes have been huge.
Over
in this
and over
game.
And over. Great job. You got to tip your hat to Darlington. Great job not letting them in.
Without a doubt. You know, Darlington, it looked, you know, when Darlington called that timeout.
Great job.
I don't know what they told the kids.
Like I said, I think
really
Philip Pilgrim knew how big that was, and I don't know what he said to him, but it worked.
Darlington out there. Dunnigan is in the gun. Takes a snap. He's heading to the left. He's going to be – no, he drops – he manages to get past the first tackler. It looked like he was going to be hit for about a 3-yard loss.
He shook that tackler
and got about 8 yards on the run. So very good run right after the fumble recovery. Dunnigan comes up with a big run. That's going to put him up to about the – Darlington up to about the 44-yard line with 6:03 left to go in the contest. The Tigers moving now.
Sawyer's not a real big kid, but you would think he weighed 225 the way he runs.
He is all get out. There is no doubt. Dunnigan back in the gun. He has Lyndon Evans beside him. He's going to take the snap, and he's going to go out to left. And
good play.
He's going to get hit, and he's probably going to get
dropped. There's Noah Wilson again.
And Noah Wilson makes the tackle and drops Dunnigan right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the run. And that's going to bring up a third and two now from the 44. So
I wouldn't be surprised if they run the same play but run it to the other side, Jim. I think you'll see a steady dose of 15 the rest of the night for the Tigers.
And Darlington ran that play to the far side of the field. This, you know, they have a lot more space to the right side right now. So we'll see
going
what happens.
Center.
Dunnigan looks like he's going to be going under center. It's like Evans behind him as his tailback. takes a snap, and immediately he's running out to the left where all the space is, and he's going to get the first down. He's going to get to the 50-yard line before he's wrapped up by three defenders, but enough to get the first round, 6 yards on the run. First and 10 for the Tigers when they needed just two. They got more than that. 4:45 remaining in the contest. Clock, of course, winding down. The Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. The score is still 0-0. The Tigers have the ball and a little bit of momentum as they are moving down the field. Dunnigan is going to come out. He's going to be in the gun. He has Gabriel Thacker in the backfield with him. Has two or three receivers out to his left. They're in tight with the line. Takes the snap. He's running to his left. He's now going to fake and try to run it back. And he shakes one guy. Again, Dunnigan should have been dropped for a 4-yard loss and somehow, some way, reverses field and ends up gaining 2 yards.
I believe Sawyer will sleep good tonight.
That is one right there where, you know, he got 2 yards on the carry, but he probably ran, you know, 20 to 30 to get the two.
Yeah, he's a tough
kid. 4 minutes left to go in the contest. Now, I did hear that, you know, the Tigers do have a kicker. Sanker's not a bad little kicker. I don't know what the range on his leg is, but we may find out here in the next few minutes. Dunnigan is going to go under center, has a bunch of receivers to his right, takes a snap, and he's going to go around to the right. He's going to make another guy miss, and he's going to get a first down inside the 40-yard line to about the 37. Give 11 yards to him and a first and 10 for the Tigers. 3:38 remaining in the contest.
Clock's going to start coming into play here, Jim.
Without a doubt, and the Tigers know it. They don't have to stop the clock. Nope. They're in control. They're in possession. Ball is at the 37. Tigers are getting ready to go up again. Dunnigan again in the gun. He has Thacker in the backfield. Oh, no, never mind. He's got Evans in the backfield with him. Wrong roster I'm looking at right here. Has a blocker out to his right.
Darlington having a little trouble getting
Darlington
lined up.
Darlington now has blockers to their left, and I believe one of the Dirty Birds jumped. Yep, one of the outside players for the Dirty Birds actually crossed the line of scrimmage. That will be encroachment. Give 5 more yards to Darlington. Get them down to the roughly about the, you know, looks almost like the 30-yard line. Should have been about the 31. I'll say the 31. So 5 yards on the penalty. First and 5 from the 31. 3:38 remaining in the contest. Darlington moving left to right on your radio dial. The score is 0-0. Dunnigan is in the gun. Somebody moved right then, and that time it's going to be on time. Darlington. Darlington has an illegal procedure, so the 5 yards they just gained, give it right back. So,
first we've said it all night, now, Jim. It seems like once they get it rolling, it's
kind of tough.
Shooting themselves in the foot, both teams.
3:38 remaining. Dunnigan in the gun. A high snap. He manages to pull it down, makes one defender miss. He's off to the races to the left. He gets to the 20. And then he's going to be brought down around the 18-yard line. There was actually a chance there for a minute that the Dirty Birds had him bottled up. He made a defender miss, and then he was about gone. They did manage to tackle him in the open field. But now Darlington first and 10 from the 18 after the nice run from Dunnigan. And, of course, this has been a steady dose of Sawyer Dunnigan. It's been
I was going to say, it
Dunnigan.
Wouldn't surprise me if he's the only one that touches it.
Yeah,
the rest of the game.
Pretty much been what it is. Dunnigan in the gun, waiting for the snap. He has one man in the backfield with him. That is Lyndon Evans. He's now shifting his blockers to the right side. Takes a snap. He's headed to the right, trying to use those blockers. Cuts inside. Gets past one player. And there's a tackle right on the sidelines, right near the 10. Looks like he's going to get down to about the 12. On that, give him 6 yards on the carry. Should bring up a 2nd and 4 with 2:41 left to go in the contest. Clock is running. The Tigers moving here. The score is 0-0. Darlington's offense over the ball. Dunnigan in the gun. We've seen a steady dose of him run. Takes a snap. He's rolling out to his right. He's going to run. He misses. One defender misses him.
Down to about the 3.
Dive down to about the 3-yard line. That will be a first down. Make it first and goal from, can't tell if it's a 3. Is it going to be the 3 or the 4?
Maybe just maybe a little further. Like maybe the 5.
Yeah, yeah. We'll say it's the 5. So give them 7 yards on the carry.
You got to give credit to Darlington, to their coach. They found something that seems to be working. So, again, like I said, when the Dirty Birds had it down on the goal line, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
1:57 and counting to go. 0-0. Darlington first and goal from the 5. We have seen Dunnigan run the ball something like 9 consecutive plays. Don't expect anything different here.
Here we go.
That time we've talked about mistakes, and there's an illegal procedure call against the Tigers. That will back them up 5 yards. That will move them back to the 10-yard line. So it's going to be first and goal from the 10, 1:42 and counting remaining in the game. Dunnigan in the gun. It has been all Dunnigan this drive. He takes a snap. He's going to the left. He's going to be met at about the 8, maybe the 7-yard line. Give him 3 yards on the carry.
Darlington may start calling some timeouts here in a second.
Second and goal from the 7, 1:21 left to go in the game. Clock down to 1:19. Looks like Darlington has taken their second timeout of the second half. Now, remember, the last time Darlington took a timeout, the Dirty Birds were at the 5-yard line, yep, about to go in and score what would have been the first touchdown of the game. And what happened on the next play?
Well, a bad snap.
A bad snap.
The Dirty Birds
had a couple of mistakes back-to-back. That timeout flipped the script on the game. Of course, Darlington right now, and I'll count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. In this drive, 10 runs from Dunnigan, going all the way down the field. No one else on the offense has touched the ball. Yep. It's pretty much a case of we're going to give it to Dunnigan, and we're going to see what he can do.
I was going to say, I don't know what they're telling him in the timeout, but I would be surprised if it's not 11, 12, 13 to Dunnigan. So we'll see here.
Second and goal from the 7. 1:19 left to go in the Unified Pee Wee Finals. The score is 0-0. The Tigers have the ball. Dunnigan is in the gun. He has run the ball 10 times this drive. Here comes number 11, except he's going to go up the middle, and they're going to bottle him up for no gain. So the clock is now ticking. 1:09 left to go and going down. No gain on that one. It's now third and goal from the 7-yard line. Darlington has one timeout left. We're now under 1 minute to play.
It wouldn't shock me if they either run the same play, Jim, or they raise up and throw it. Sawyer getting
Darlington
in position.
Trying to get in position. 47 seconds left to go. Dunnigan takes the snap. He's running to the right.
He steps in
through 3 defenders. Dives into the end zone. Somehow stays on his feet and scores a touchdown. So Dunnigan, on his 12th or 13th carry of the drive, manages to bust through basically the entire defense, goes in, scores a touchdown. The Tigers score the first touchdown of the game with 40 seconds, remaining in the contest.
Sanker will kick this one, Jim.
Ben Sanker is lined up to attempt the extra point here.
If he makes this on the kick, it is worth 2 points. We do that, you know, to try to get them, and he nailed it off the building.
Ben Sanker drills the extra point. That is actually worth 2 points at this level. So the Tigers are now leading 8-0 with 40 seconds remaining. So not only do the Dirty Birds have to score a touchdown, they have to get a 2-point conversion just to get this thing into overtime.
That's right.
So
I'll have to say, Jim, I got to give credit to Phillip and Darlington and Sawyer. Yes. I mean, that was just it wasn't like they didn't know what was coming.
Yeah, I mean it's basically like, hey guys,
here I come.
You're
going
to give the ball to Dunnigan, and it's up to you to stop them. And at the end of the day, they were not able to do that.
Really good job.
Very good blocking from Darlington, and the guts and the play calling to do what they needed to do.
And it's not very often in the Pee Wees or whatever that you see a 12 or 13 play drive. It just doesn't happen.
And that was, you know, that was very well done. Ate up just about the entire fourth quarter.
And you're
scored
right.
The go-ahead touchdown with 40 seconds remaining. Ben Sanker now on the kickoff. Kickoff is a little short. The Dirty Birds are going to fall on it. They are going to have first and 10 from the 31-yard line.
Think you're going to see the Dirty Birds. To me, I don't know if they have it, but I think they've got to try to. I think they're going to have to try to throw it, Jim. It's the only way that I would know, unless they put Thacker in the gun and try to bust one.
Definitely so, and unless I'm valid mistaken, I think they only have one timeout.
I think
now.
So.
On top of that, as
I
well,
think they do.
So
they took back-to-back timeouts in the third. It hurt them.
And now 38 seconds remaining to go. The Dirty Birds trailing 8-0 to the Tigers. The Dirty Birds moving right to left on your radio dial. We will see what they have dialed up offensively right now. It looks like Gabriel Thacker, never mind, I'm an idiot. Cade Crawford under center. Gabriel Thacker behind him is his tailback. Crawford,
fumble. Darlington's on it.
And
that's
I'm
it.
Pretty sure that is true. There's a bad snap. And number 56 for Darlington, that is going to be Jack Elam, comes up with the fumble. So, put it right here, two fumbles, really changing it. Two fourth quarter fumbles, both times recovered by Darlington, and that will, for all practical purposes, end the game. There's 35 seconds remaining, all Darlington has to do. Now, granted, the Dirty Birds can stop at one time if they take the timeout. So
I don't know if they, well, it looks like they're going into the victory formation, it looks like, Jim. So
yeah,
that's the plan.
So Tigers into the victory formation, leading 8-0 with 35 seconds remaining. Dunnigan takes the snap. He takes a knee. And now
looks
the
like that's it, Jimbo.
Fans and players are celebrating. Congratulations to the Tigers. Great fourth quarter for them. It really broke that game. Well, not so much open, but scored the touchdown they needed to. When they needed to win the championship. Yep. Of course, congratulations to Tigers and their coaching staff. Also, a big shout out to the Dirty Birds
Absolutely.
And their coaching staff. This was a very,
very
fun game to
very
call.
Well played
very,
game.
Very fun game. A lot of fun all the way around. Of course, I enjoyed it. Hopefully, JB
Absolutely.
Enjoyed it.
Had a lot
Everybody
of fun.
Everybody listening at home, I hope y'all enjoyed it as well. Again, we'd like to thank WLAQ for allowing us to broadcast these games. Matt Davis for playing pit crew to help us get from one box
awesome
to the
job,
next
man.
In under 15
awesome.
Minutes. Lynn Butler back at the studio for helping nurse me through all of this fun stuff. And, of course, the Davis family for allowing us to broadcast this. The Boys and Girls Club for helping support Ron Floyd Parks and Recreation all year long in the Unified Football. We had a great season. Of course, don't forget, spring sports registration will begin on January 3rd, 2023. And you know, you can always register for football starting then, too.
Absolutely.
So,
I was going to say, maybe. It's on to basketball.
Oh, definitely. On to basketball. Any parting words?
Hey, that was a lot of fun. I'm glad that, you know, you asked me to do this and we came up with this stuff. It was a lot of fun. Two good games. A lot of fun.
Two
lot of fun.
Good games. And our final here. The Pee Wee.
They just got him with the water. I'm sure that feels good.
Yeah, the
it'll turn
head,
to ice by the time he gets to the car.
Now is a little wet. It looks like he's got a pretty good jacket on, though, so he's probably not that wet.
Yeah.
The Tigers beat the Dirty Birds 8-0 here in the Pee Wee Finals of the Boys and Girls Club of the Unified Football. I'm Jim Allred, my partner in crime, Jeremiah Blanton. We're signing off, and we'll see you next sports season.
Thanks, Jim.